Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everyone needs money.
Sure.
But you know what money can't buy?
What?
Time.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Money also can't buy me love, but we don't have time to talk about that right now.
Well, you can rent it.
This question will determine once and for all if you are someone who values money or if you are someone who values those hands through an hourglass slipping through your fingers. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Here is the question. Are you ready?
Shoot.
All right. Your boss calls you into their office. You've been fired.
All right.
Now, for everybody else, no, that was just you. Your boss calls you into their office.
Yeah.
They have an offer for you. They want to give you a $50,000 bonus.
God damn.
$50,000. Whatever you make, doesn't matter. You are getting a check for $50,000.
Hey, done.
You don't have to do a damn thing extra.
Right.
Pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Right.
That's not the only option. You can take the $50,000 bonus.
Okay.
Your boss also tells you, instead of the $50,000 bonus.
Oh, there's another option.
Yes. Right. We are also offering you every other month off of work.
So you only work 6 months a year?
You'd work January regular hours, and you'd have the entire month of February off, work March, April off, etc., for the whole year. So, yes, you'd only work 6 months, but you'd be working an alternating month.
Okay.
And keeping, like, your current salary.
Current salary the way that it is.
Okay.
So, Tommy, you can have a $50,000 check this year. Or you can have every other month off. Which one are you taking?
I'm taking a 50K.
You don't even want to think about it?
No. You'd be bored out of your mind with every other month off. And then you're going to want to spend money.
Okay.
Like, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Sit in your house, do nothing?
Sit in your house. You know, when you put it like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a no-brainer.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
50 grand.
Yeah.
Or every other month off?
Every other month off forever or every other month off for
this is an annual thing. We'll talk about it at the end of the
year. Okay. I think I might go every other month off.
But I just heard it was a no-brainer.
Bro.
What are you? What?
Betty Wake and Bake over here. Yeah, of course Betty, she's going to take the time off.
Betty Wake and Bake. Oh, she's got one of them Wake and Bake ovens?
Oh, you know she do. She's making them wacky cakes.
She's going to use chicken for Wake and Bake tonight? I feel like smoking tonight.
Hey, we're having silly chicken tonight. Yeah, of course she's going to take the time off.
You just said it was a no-brainer cash. She's
Grateful Dead, let's burn one, man. Come on.
She's Grateful Dead, let's burn one?
Yeah,
I mean, think about
their lifestyle.
That's not why I would take it off. I think having that extra time off could lead you to pursue something else. Like maybe you find something you're passionate about,
weight
a hobby,
game.
Maybe like a side hustle that you wouldn't have had time to do otherwise.
Okay.
Like you may find other things you enjoy in that time off.
But that's just to make money, which they're already offering you money. Like you don't have to side hustle.
They're going to part 50 G doing something, I guess, that you enjoy.
Oh, your passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, passion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm passionate about?
$50,000. Then you could use that money for fun.
All right. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A $50,000 bonus. Or every other month off the entire year. Mm. The reason this is the perfect experiment.
Why is that?
To figure out if you value money or time. 50 grand is around the average American salary.
Yeah.
So the average American would get double what they make.
Yeah.
But in working half the year, you'd get your salary you make now working half the time. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's either double your money or half of your work. And the idea behind it was to once and for all determine if the money you make or the time you have is what's more important. And when you start to break this down, right now to you, Tommy, 50 grand sounds too good to pass up.
Yeah.
But with that 50 grand can come a little cruelty.
What's that?
Well, we know that based on studies we've seen recently, we've talked about, worker burnout in America is at an all-time high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People feel overworked. They feel underappreciated. And yes, you would have this nice chunk of money to do what you want with.
A little cushion.
But would you have the time to enjoy it?
Yeah, you make time.
No, you're working.
Probably you have your weekends, you have your holidays, stuff like that.
I mean, 50 grand, you could take two amazing vacations and then have money left over.
But think about this. You'd also have money in the bank as an insurance policy, right? Against anything that goes wrong.
Okay, sure, fine.
But think how hard it is to save $50,000 to have set aside for yourself.
No, I hear you. People, no one gets more excited than people. Like, I got money for a insurance policy.
Hey, money in the bank is money in the bank, baby.
I'm surprised you wouldn't take time. I would think like the older you get, the more you value that time more than that paycheck.
Time's so over.
We even said earlier, you can't take it with you.
You can't. You can't. There's no, I mean, when you run out of time, you're out of time. You can't lay down $100,000 and be like, give me more time. And like, you could put a pool in with that money, right? You may not have the time to enjoy the pool because you're going to work all the time. You would get the stuff you wanted, and I get that you're weird because you don't actually work, but for everyone else, you'd get...
think about your health benefits of having that much time off.
I mean, the sleep you would get...
Yeah, but you would probably like develop... If I have time off, I'm not going to be healthy about it.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right?
Okay.
You know, 5 o'clock turns into, you know, 12 o'clock tales. And then I might start picking up other bad habits that I see on television.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Might give methamphetamine a spin, see what that's all about.
Give it a spin? Well, I'm going to have a lot more energy to do that side hustle that I was talking about. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The ultimate question to determine whether you value your money or your time. Your boss sits you down, says, we have a $50,000 bonus we'd like to give you. We will slide that check right across the table right now. You can take that, or... You can have no $50,000 bonus, but you will make what you normally make, and we will give you every other month off this year. So you work January, you're off February, work March, you're off April. Do you take the $50,000, or do you take every other month off? Tommy's all about the money, because he's upside down on Trexus. Kimmy's all about the time.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm going to negotiate. I'm on 50-50.
Yeah, it's not an option. It's the thought exercise, Rammer.
There's no such thing as not an option. There's always an option. You get the 3 months off during the summer. I'll take May, July, September, and then you give me the $25,000 and everybody's happy.
You've been fired. Your boss is so annoyed with you. You've been fired. You get nothing. Nothing. Good day.
Then I just got to make money on my, I don't know, TikTok, I guess.
Okay. All right, great call, Rammer. I hate everyone.
There's always a loophole, pal.
No, but like every time we do one of these, every
in
time we have
fake,
somebody wants, well, what if you? No, it is to determine.
I'm gonna take July through September off, and then it'll work the rest of the year.
Look, I'm with Kimmy. Like when it comes to the time off here,
yeah,
it's definitely gonna help you with the burnout, which a lot of people are going through. Mm. You're gonna have way more time to spend with the people you love.
Just think of the amount of energy you would have. And
you'd
hate
it in a month.
You think so?
Yeah. Great for the first 2 weeks.
Like, let's say you got to negotiate this every year. Then maybe you try it once, and you don't like it, you go back to your normal schedule.
Now you're being Rammer, for God's sakes.
Because I say after 2 weeks of being home with nothing to do, and everybody else is working, you're going to hate it. Like, it sounds great because you're going to get caught up in your rest. You're going to be all energized. And then you're going to be like, what do I do?
Yeah, but it's also different because you like your coworkers, or at least I think you like your coworkers. Imagine like if going to work every day and you don't get along with anybody. What are you missing out on?
But you still got to go back to them. And in a month, you got to go back to them.
But you're saying while you're off, you're going to see
you're
going to
miss your routine.
Working.
Like your routine's going to get broken. You're not going to like it after a while.
All right.
And these side hustles you think you're going to make money on are going to tankola.
Again.
Side hustles never work out.
Again, you are so focused on money. I think what Kimmy was trying to say, and I'll speak for her as she's on the phone, it's not about making money. It's about finding something you're passionate about.
Okay, right? I understand that, but like once you get into that passion, it also turns into a task.
Okay, but I don't have to do it anymore because it's not my job.
That's
and
true.
Sometimes side hustles fail because you don't have the time and energy to really pursue them.
Oh, and here's nothing. Your ideas suck. Your little adventure sucks. Nobody wants your crappy jewelry.
Your little adventure sucks.
Your little bead bracelet crap you think you're going to go sell at the corner of, during a Park Ave festival.
You got that?
They canceled Park Ave for a reason. Nobody wanted that crap.
252 WCMF. $50,000 or every other month off. Let's talk to Peyton. Hey, Peyton. How are you, buddy? Peyton, turn down the radio for me, bud. Turn down the radio. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead.
You got to take the time. I'm telling you, take the time.
Why?
That's a good question. So here's the thing. That's what I do. I work half the year. I get paid the entire year.
What do you...
I would say, so we work fall and winter. We're off. No, what are we? We're in the work band right now. We work spring and fall.
Okay.
We work spring and fall. We're off summer and winter. The entire time you're being paid, though, you get cash in your pocket. And I will say that with your time off, being able to do whatever you want, whether it's, like she was saying, a passion or, I don't know, maybe you just go, this guy wants to go kayaking every 10 minutes. You take a whole summer of kayaking. The money would be nice, yeah, $50,000. But
you take the time. All right, what I find interesting is like Peyton here is making the argument for every other month, because if I had to work with a guy in a van that was kayaking all the time.
He hasn't talking about it.
I need 6 months off.
Yeah, you may
I
want
need
to.
6 months away from kayak mm-hmm. guy. Fair?
That is true.
All right, Peyton's taking the time. Thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I don't want to be near Peyton.
So there you go. 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months.
Like if Peyton goes kayaking, I hope he never comes back.
Peyton was the kayaker. He was with kayaking guy.
Yeah, but I want him to go. I wish he took up kayaking. Go to BJ's, get a kayak.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. All right. We got one vote for negotiation.
Yes.
We got one vote for time off.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Chris has got. Hey, Chris, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, New York State, they take half of your bonus. It's on, buddy.
Are you doing a joke or are you serious?
No, it's totally true.
It's a fake scenario, Chris. It's not a real thing.
It's not real. Chris, it's a thought exercise, Chris.
You're New York State, you're done.
No, I don't think you're
fantasize about it.
All right, let's back up. In this fantasy that is not real, Chris, I got bad news. Your boss is not calling you in to offer you $50,000 or every 6 months off. So let's say there are no taxes in this fantasy scenario that we painted. Are you taking the time or the money?
Tommy's a dumbass. I would definitely take the time.
Why is that?
Because you can go work a side job, make just as much as you were making.
Then you're not really getting anything.
Yeah, because you're still working.
You're still busting your ass.
No, your side hustle will make more than your base job will.
What would be your side hustle?
It could be anything you want. What astronaut. Do you like doing?
You could be an astronaut.
Radio.
Yeah. What's that?
So I know Tommy doesn't like being on the radio.
No, Tommy loves being on the radio. People don't like listening to Tommy on the radio. Chris, great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. You know what the problem with the other side hustle is.
The taxes.
The taxes every time. How does this happen every time?
All money takes heaven.
But it's never a joke. It's never someone being like, hey, I'm in on the joke, guys. It's always a serious tax guy. What about the taxes in this fake $50,000 scene? You know what's interesting about this to me?
What's that?
Again, the scenario to figure out if you are someone that values your money more or your time more. Your boss calls you into their office, $50,000. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you a check for a bonus. You can take that. Or every other month off all year long. I would have thought with you would have taken the time because, again, we talked about where you are in life.
Yeah.
I do think where you are in life affects what decision you make. Because what's weird about you taking the time... Kimmy?
Yeah.
You don't have kids.
No.
Your husband works a weird-ass schedule.
Yeah. But I think if I had kids, I'd take the money.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I'm at the point, because of my kids, I think I would take the time.
I don't know, though. But that fifth extra 50 grand takes a lot of pressure off of you providing for your family.
You're not wrong. You know, you're definitely right about that. And I guess that's an even hotter debate to be had. But, like, I'm starting to come to the realization... My kids are out of high school soon.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm starting to feel that dad sadness, the dadness, if you will.
Yeah.
Like my kids are going to be spreading their wings soon.
Yeah. You'll be an empty nester.
Yeah. I want every second I can get with them before they're like actual little adults.
Okay.
So like, right. I think I would take the time.
Because I always think you never can go wrong taking the money.
Yeah, you can.
Because the money's a guarantee. It's in your pocket. Your time could go sideways. It could be great. It could go horrible.
Okay.
But money is money. And money in a bank is money in a bank. No, like, you'll never regret saving money.
No, I hear you, man. I cannot think of a single example of someone getting a whole bunch of money and it going south. There is not a single scenario, P. Diddy on the news this morning, where somebody gets a whole bunch of money and it ruins their life.
I mean, there's a few bad eggs.
A handful. Two tree.
Yeah.
That's a serious statement by you.
I'd rather be a billionaire in trouble than a poor person with nothing going on.
Okay. Based on what we're looking at?
All the billionaires that get in trouble.
This is a pretty big trouble, though.
They're still a billionaire.
Okay.
And they can buy their way out of things.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, if you're in the right country, no big deal. You throw money at everything.
252 WCMF. We'll finish it up. Stop stamping your finger. You're not smooth.
Money, Betty.
Oh, he's trying to get closer to the microphone.
Fake billionaire.
John's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys, and Miss Kimmy. I'm surprised nobody's had this take. Is this something that you would do yearly?
So I guess
in your fantasy
in this scenario, it's just like a one-time thing. But let's say you could up it, okay. you could re-up it every year. It's up for negotiation. Who knows? Why? What do you think?
Definitely take the money because then you retire sooner. If it was a year thing, nobody's taking the long term. You know, you do that for about 5-10 years, and then you got a little nest egg, and then you can retire sooner.
It's a compound interest, but you know what it is, John. You know what the problem is.
What's that?
The taxes.
They tax you on it.
You got to watch out about the taxes.
They're taking half of your money and bonus on the taxes. All right, so, John.
So you got to get more time on the back end.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's thoughts with that, and I get the logic behind it, but, John, I mean, how old are you, buddy?
I'm just about 40.
All right, 40 years old. Your time off now, I would argue, is going to be more valuable than your time at 55 instead of 65. Like, you're going to be able to do more things at 40, go out, be active, hang out with people. You'll have more friends than being completely free at 55.
I see both points, yeah. But you also have a honey-do list.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
You're going to have a more of a honey-do list when you're 40.
Yeah, your wife's going to confiscate all that time.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah. It's a wife tax.
Oh, yeah.
Taxes. Johnny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Care, guys.
There goes John.
Yeah, they never talk about the wife tax because that's a tax.
Yeah. Oh, that really factors into this. You know what? I take it back. Yeah. I'll take the money.
All right.
I don't want to break things around my house she's asking me to fix.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You want a lover that's going to stand by your side no matter what.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
Yeah.
Ride or die. And if the allegations are true, there's no denying that's what this woman is.
What happened?
So once you find out, Tommy, what she's accused of doing, would this be something that makes her more desirable?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we will jump right into it. A 30-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she promoted contraband in the New York State prison system.
So she was bringing it in?
Sending it
in. Oh, okay.
According to a story on 13 Wham, the woman sent narcotics-soaked envelopes to inmates at an upstate facility.
Okay.
They don't say how they discovered it, but they said she sent it to several different inmates. She is facing serious charges. She's got a court date coming up. Kimmy, did I see that it was K2, the synthetic marijuana?
I don't know. Maybe you saw something different. I assumed it was just some sort of like cannabis thing, but you may know more than I do.
So it's disguised, though, kind of.
Well, no, she took whatever the drug was, according to police, like, soaked the envelope in it so you could like use the envelope to get high.
Okay. All right.
Kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't
You would think it would smell.
Unless you use something that didn't have a scent to it.
I don't know.
If it is K2, I haven't heard that in like 15 years, right? Remember when everyone was going insane? Okay, so in this story, we do not know if she has a romantic relationship with any of the people she allegedly sent the drugs to. But let's roll out a hypothetical here, Tommy. Tommy, you're dating a woman. Single Tommy back in the day. Yeah. World is his oyster. Just getting action all over the place, like we remember correctly. You like this woman.
Yeah.
You've been dating her 2 months, and she mentions at dinner one night, she was convicted of sending an ex narcotics-soaked mail in jail.
Mm.
Is that a red flag that as you walking away, or do you see that as a positive, a loyal partner who is willing to do anything for the person she loves?
I mean, it's not a red flag.
No?
It's not
for
a red flag?
For a relationship.
Like, not at all?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if my mind would immediately go to, like, loyalty.
Okay.
But I would not judge that woman for what she did.
Is that because it's not like a violent thing, so you don't even think twice about it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's a no big deal.
I mean, it is a big deal, hence the arrest and charges.
I understand.
No, I don't think you do, because you said no big deal. But the reason we're talking about it is because the allegations is a pretty big deal.
In society, it's a big deal.
It's just, but not in Tommy society.
But like, if I was going to lay down with this woman?
No, I'm talking about a relationship.
No, it wouldn't bother me.
Okay. What you judge people for?
I mean, but I've had some pretty scuzzy girlfriends.
Yes, and all you do is criticize them into a microphone.
But I still had them as girlfriends.
Okay.
I reflect on them jokingly.
Jokingly? Is that what this is?
Well, I make fun of them, you know, and stuff. But I don't.
So you wouldn't have, like, questions or be concerned about how she got to that
place? I mean, but I it wouldn't stop me.
Okay.
I mean, especially if there was something there. You know, if there was really something there. But I stuck around with chicks where there was nothing there.
I love how you are so sad. You don't even have to see it as a positive.
I know.
Right?
I know.
You didn't even consider the loyalty part. You're just like, oh, you did, this is a serious potential felony.
No, let's say she's really good in bed.
Okay.
Right? Well, what do you see, you blow that part
off. No, but like, that's right where you go to. Like, that's not all of a relationship.
It's the big part at the beginning,
hey,
for
man,
sure.
You could have the greatest sex in the world. If you got some woman that's willing to commit felonies when you're out in public, that's going to be a bigger problem.
Okay, all right. But, you know.
Kind of just press that off. Yeah, but the sex, though.
You wouldn't be, like, concerned with, like, who she could be connected to or, you know. Living that kind of lifestyle.
Things in her past that may catch up with her down the road.
Yes.
Yeah, but I dated those girls.
Okay.
That were scuzzy, had scuzzy family, you know, scuzzy relationships, you know, and you work around it.
All right.
And sometimes nothing happens anyway. You know, you create these scenarios in your head that never develop.
Sure. No, I mean, if there's one thing we've learned about people, with all the people we know, they change. People leave things in the past.
But here's the thing. The things that really will bite you in the ass, you never saw coming.
Okay.
Because you just couldn't figure that. You could never figure that out.
Sure. So,
what? She punches out like an aquarium of her old lover, cuts her arm, has to go to an emergency room, and you have to stay there for 2 nights. That happened to me.
I love how you're telling the story. Like, that is a lesson you should have learned, you idiot.
But you didn't see that coming.
Bro.
I just want to point out, you were afraid of the small pack of marijuana gummies I gave you that sat in your house.
Yes.
But, like, this chick and her past, that's probably fine.
Who knows?
Your sister.
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's a package.
Married 4 men 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she met somebody new, you talked about the things they did in their past and why this was going to blow up.
Yeah.
And you sit here and go now, oh, you know, the past isn't all that important. What matters is our future together. You sound like your sister.
I never apply that logic to myself.
All right, Kimmy,
yeah.
As we talk about this woman again, 252-WCMF, she's accused of soaking an envelope in narcotics and sending it into the New York State prison system. We don't know if she's romantically involved with any of these men, but let's say again, hypothetically, you're dating a guy, you're 2 months in, you really like him, and he tells you he has done this. Is that a red flag or is that a loyalty positive?
For me, it's a red flag, I think, just because, again, I don't know how you got there. And I don't know who you could be, what could catch up to you later on. I think that's what I'm most afraid of. Oh. Not so much like the crime itself, but like, am I going to be involved in this at some point throughout our relationship? Because I want no part of it.
Okay, she brings up a good point you did not consider.
What's that?
If this woman that we're talking about in your hypothetical situation does not bother you that she's done this, if she has this kind of loyalty in her, she may also expect that kind of loyalty from you down the road.
Yeah, that's where she's tragically mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to bail. I'm not going to get that involved.
Bro, again,
but you're
going
to get to that point. Like, and you're willing to get to that point until you bail.
No, but here's the thing. It's easy to say now in a hypothetical situation, yeah, I'm going to bail. But if you fall in love with this person, you create a life with this person, you see them in pain, in bad need, in whatever it is, you can't definitively tell me right now you wouldn't do something like that, especially with your scuzzy-ass past. Would your partner do this for you right now? 252-WCMF?
Would she send me drugs?
Yeah, you get locked up.
No, it's my wife.
You're sure?
She's anti-drug.
I understand she's anti-drug, but she's pro-Tommy for some reason.
Pro-Tommy, not Tommy on drugs.
Pro-Tommy? Is that, did we use those?
Pro-Tommy?
Did we use those at school, Kimmy, to try and figure out the X and Y axis?
I cannot.
Oh, Pastrami is my favorite sandwich I get
Delish.
At Cabela's.
Delish.
Sorry, you were saying.
I can't imagine my wife sending me drugs.
Okay.
Like, and I know, like, she would, like, I would be in the joint. Yeah. Hey, here comes your letter. And I'm thinking it's drugs. And it'd be like some positive message. Lick this.
That's the positive message?
Would it like the drugs. I'm assuming you lick this envelope to get the drugs.
Would it change your opinion of that person if it was their idea or somebody else's idea?
Like if they were manipulated or they wanted to
or
do
they,
this for
they
them.
Or they went out of their way to do this for, like, you know, they came up with the idea, executed it without being asked.
That's a good question. Which one would bother you more?
I think it would bother me more if they came up with the idea.
Oh, really? Because I'm the opposite.
Really?
I
could see somebody making a bad decision because they love somebody or they're loyal to somebody. Whereas I guess if you came up with this by yourself without having to, it was kind of a strange idea.
No, I would be more alarmed that you are easily manipulated into committing a potential felony. If you did this because you love this person so much, I see that as more of a positive than a negative.
Okay.
Like, you know, if I'm with you, what else can someone else talk you into?
It's like blind loyalty. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Would you be willing to do this for your wife right now?
Send her drugs in the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you literally just said you wouldn't do it for the hypothetical woman.
No,
I would never. No. I would bail. I'm gone. Yeah. But this one, yes, I would risk going
to
jail.
I think I would.
You could go to jail yourself.
Yeah. I'm not that afraid of jail.
You literally say all the time, I don't want to. I'm very BFable. That's your quote.
Well, if I go to soft
jail. Which is a
jail.
Lie. I'm sorry.
Do you think, like, you're going to be, like, the most popular inmate? Is that why you're not afraid of jail?
Is that a thing I can go for?
Yeah, every year the yearbook. Most
like
likely.
You're going to be able to, like, create your own crew that's going to follow you around.
God. You know,
like,
he has that
face. What kind of inmate do you think you're going to be?
I don't know.
Well, the shoes are not going to be up to your standard.
Yeah, true.
Would you do this for your husband?
No.
Not even want to think about it?
Not doing it. I'm too afraid of jail.
Okay. I mean, he loves you.
I know. I'm too scared.
not that much. But let only go so far, Pat.
Man. Like, I mean, again, your husband's in a desperate situation, right? Like, let's say he needs these drug-soaked envelopes to make things easier for his life behind bars. He is very scared. You wouldn't even consider it?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Did she even get it? That happened.
It is amazing how both of you two do not think about it for a second. You already have your decision, and that is what you're going with.
Yeah.
Yes, I do it. No, I'm not. End of story. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Mike writes, what laws your wife would break for you would change if you had kids. No kids, more crime. Kids, she wouldn't do a thing. You think that's true?
Because of the children, she would, yeah. Because I think my wife would break laws to save her children. or okay. to ease their pain.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's what Mike was going for, but that's right. another interesting take. So you think your wife would be more likely to break the law for her son or daughter?
Oh, absolutely.
Or her grandkids?
For their safety and their happiness? Absolutely.
Then you. What does that say about you?
Oh, bro, I'm a bellhop in my house.
He accepts his position.
Yeah.
That would bother me. As a husband, if my wife is more likely to break the law for my daughters than she is for me, what
well,
are we?
You're not surprised by that.
The children come first.
Well, I understand,
and the grandkids come before them.
I understand the kids come first. Like if yeah. there's a if the house is on fire and you can't save them or me, fine, go get the kids. But like this isn't a send drugs to one of us. This is a I'm the one locked up.
Yeah,
that would bother me if you'd be willing to do it for me but not for the kids, or willing to do it for the kids but not for me.
I just assume my wife would do anything for her kids, even throw me under the bus to save her children or her grandchildren.
Mm.
Again, that's a different scenario.
No, she would say, no, he did this. Lock him up.
Oh, wait, really?
Oh, yeah. And I would get
Sacrifice
it.
Sacrifice you.
Well, you wouldn't get that. You'd be losing your damn mind.
I'd be mad, but I understand the dynamic of what's happening here is that her whole job as a mom is to save and protect children.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with bug-eyed Sicilians. So, yeah, I'm just toast.
252 WCMF. We got folks sitting on hold. Again, we're talking about this woman. She is in her 30s. She is 30, excuse me. She's been arrested after a story on 13 Wham says she sent narcotic-soaked mail to inmates in an upstate facility. Now, we don't know if she's romantically linked to any of these people, but, I mean, if this is a loyalty thing, you could look at this as a red flag of, oh, my God, I don't want to get involved with a woman like this, or she is so loyal that this is the partner you would want to have. Brian's on CMF. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How's it going, guys?
Good, good, good. What do you got?
I dated a girl a couple decades ago who did this very thing for a guy she was dating at the time. He was in jail, and she had smuggled some type of contraband in. I don't know exactly what it was, but I saw it as it was a great sign of loyalty because she was a good kid. She was very loyal to me. She proved it, but unfortunately, she just got mixed up with the wrong guy who misused that.
Okay.
If you know what I mean?
All right. But I mean, Brian brings up another point here, right? Like with what she may have done in the past comes other baggage, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're not factoring in, like, you know, I don't know how many Stepford housewives are like, yeah, I did this in the past and everything worked out well. Like Brian, I mean, you learn things about people along the way, right? Mm.
Well, yeah, but she was just in a bad place and got mixed up with the wrong guy.
Oh, you know I get what you're saying. Yeah, now I get
too worried about it.
Okay,
but now you know how many balloons she can hold.
Did it work? Did it work out, Brian?
It did for me for a short while, but I screwed it up.
Oh well, Brian, ain't that the story of life?
Don't beat yourself up,
Brian.
I'm not. It was a long time ago.
Brian, thanks for the call. It would bother me if she stayed with the guy who she had to smuggle drugs for. But she broke up with me.
I was going to say, would it also bother you, though, knowing she was willing to do that for another guy, but then you're seeing that, like, maybe she learned from that and she's not willing to do things, like, as she's not going to be as loyal to you because she's learned from her past mistakes kind of thing? Like putting your full loyalty, giving your full loyalty to somebody?
That's logical, though, right? Like, I wouldn't be bothered by that.
It wouldn't bother you a little bit if she maybe wasn't willing to do, like, even, like, you know, the basic relationship stuff because she didn't want to get too close to you?
I will say, okay, the basic relationship stuff, yes, I'm with you. But, I mean, you know, when it comes down to loyalty, I know loyalty is very important. In the world, loyalty is subjective. I don't know if a completely loyal spouse to everything you do is the best thing for your life. You know, every once in a while, your partner should pull you aside and be like, hey, what are you doing?
And push back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, not only is that, like, normal.
You're right logically, but I don't know if in the moment and in that relationship, if you see it that way.
Okay, but I think as you get older, you don't start to understand that a little bit.
You would think.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Mm. There are always going to be times where your partner's like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. And it's like, no, I disagree with you. But there are times where your partner will point something out and you're like, hey, you know what? It's like when a guy gets in a fight. Every man has had a time where he's driving away after getting his ass kicked, being like, yeah, it's a pretty big dick back there. You know, it does feel like,
what's that?
As we wrap this up, tell me if you think I'm wrong. Men are more likely to break the law for a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is harder for men to meet new women. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right? Like, there's almost a desperation for men that'll break the law for women. I don't want to be alone. Whereas a woman, if they just want to fight off the loneliness, they can go meet someone anytime they want.
Oh, yeah.
If we use math, the more desperate the woman, the more likely she is to commit a crime for the man she loves, or the more willing she is to commit a crime for the man she loves, the more she is hopelessly head over heels in love with that man.
Yeah, she's all in.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that being said, you are not changing your answer. Wouldn't bother you.
No.
You are not going to jail for your husband.
Nope.
Nor do you want drug-soaked boyfriend.
No.
The initial question where he did it before, you said that would be a red flag for you.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
All right. Good talk. Let's take a break. We made it, buddy.
What's going on?
Through the cold and the snow and the ice, and this week officially festival season kicks off.
Nice.
And they're trying to get people out, Sunday night especially, with his big old headliner, whose credits are impressive, if this was 30 years ago.
Oh.
20 years ago.
So we're going back a little bit.
Well, no. Here's the thing. This is a new artist.
Wait.
But the credit.
How does a credit come back from 20 years?
You're hanging out in the break room. Right? It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, the Lilac Festival, kicks off on Friday.
Damn, buddy.
That's right. You got the race that they do for some reason. Can we talk about that real quick? Why do they do a 5K for every festival that we have? St. Patrick's Day Parade, 5K.
I guess you got to get in all your 5Ks while it's nice here, so I don't know. They cram them in there.
No, I mean, you just do a 5K. You don't have to have a 5K attached to a festival. It's like every festival or a parade or something. Oh, we're going to do a 5K.
But this one has a run and a parade.
Yes, it does. And then there's a Columbus Day 5K where you start running towards City Hall, but you end up in Irondequoit. You're just like, hey, this is City Hall now. All right. So the big event this coming weekend is Sunday night. Former American Idol winner Chase Beckham is performing. Not yet. I don't want to know. Oh, hold on. Wait for it. I'm sorry. Are either of you familiar with Chase Beckham?
Very.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
My wife is dying to see the show.
Okay, so are you going to go?
No. but I hope it works out for her.
She's dying to go. You got to take
I can't
her.
Do live music. It kills
Ever?
My ears.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know what happens when I go to a live show now and I'm sitting in the crowd? You know what I say.
What's that? Well, it hurt you.
It really hurts my ears.
Thank you.
Bro, it's outside. You can handle
it. Bro, it kills me.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to go.
Take your ear out.
I was going to say, can't you just turn it off?
But then I'm deaf. And I don't
get to hear it.
So my wife loves American Idol.
Okay.
And saw this kid years ago and is dying to see him.
Okay, so it's a him. Because I was unfamiliar whether or not this was a dude or a chick.
Right.
Because the way the name is spelled, you can go either way. Chyce.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, well, that's because you pronounce it Chase.
Is it Chase?
No.
I don't know anything about this kid. Kimmy, have you heard of Chase Beckham before this?
I have not, but I don't watch American Idol, so maybe that's why.
Okay.
Mm.
Is this kid, like, famous?
I think he's a guy, yeah. I think he's
a guy.
I think he's a known dude.
Okay. How long ago did he win American Idol?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm not trying to crap on Chase Beckham. Chase Beckham could be a very talented musician, right? Like all over the place. Okay.
2021.
Okay, so that was
He won American Idol in 2021.
Yeah. American Idol winner,
okay.
Chase Beckham.
Mm-hmm. Chase.
Okay. Is American Idol winner something on its own that gets people to that show? Any show.
Well, I mean, if you like the show, you'd go see them.
Okay.
And it's not an expensive show if it's going to be at the Lilac.
Well, it's free, actually.
Oh, that, wait, they're free?
Aren't the shows free?
I thought they were
free. Did they change that?
I thought they were all free.
No, I think those are ticketed shows.
You said what you're trying to tell your wife so you don't have to go?
Yeah, very expensive.
I'm almost positive it's a free show.
Yeah, I think they're all free.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they paid
No, Chase insisted. I insist I'm Chase. Okay. Name me, Tommy, all the American Idol winners you can go.
Who's the big kid with the?
I asked you,
Reuben Brown.
No, yes. Reuben Brown was the offensive guard for the Buffalo Bills.
Reuben Studdard. And there was
wrong Reuben.
Carrie Underwood.
Okay, that's two.
That's the
but
biggest one that's ever
win.
Came.
No, I would argue that.
Are you asking me winners or just came
winners,
out?
Winners. Okay,
Carrie Underwood did not win.
She didn't win?
I didn't think so.
She's like the biggest country star on the planet.
Okay. But I would argue.
Oh, maybe she did.
I would argue Carrie Underwood is not the biggest star.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, I would argue, was the biggest star. Not only did she have several hits and several albums, she also has her own daytime TV show.
Which she really doesn't like doing.
Okay. Carrie Underwood did win.
Okay, so she did win. All right, so we got three. Those are the three that everybody knows. Kimmy, can you give me any more?
Well, Clay Aiken didn't win, right?
Did Clay Aiken win? He lost his political run.
Yeah. He ran for like some office in the Carolinas.
South Carolina? Down there?
Mm-hmm.
No, he finished second.
Okay. So we can name three American Idol winners. Have there been like 40 seasons of American Idol? Because they do win every year.
There's been at least 20.
Okay. So in 20 years, we can name Three American Idol winners.
Yeah.
23 seasons.
Okay, so this guy, Chase Beckham, won it.
Yeah.
If you didn't know your wife, you would not know him.
Yeah.
Kimmy did not know him at all. Is American Idol still a popular show?
It is in my house.
Okay.
I think so.
Kimmy's making a face now. You also thought that Pro Bowl guard Reuben Brown won American Idol.
I can't believe Tommy remembered.
And again, I'm sure Chase Beckham is uber talented. Yeah. I'm sure this show is going to be absolutely amazing. I just find it funny that they use American Idol winner when in 23 shots, the average person can only name two, maybe three with Reuben started with his really hot I'm Sorry for 2004, which was a banger in the summer of 2004.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like when my wife watches these shows, she gets the full backstory on these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she loves. Like, you know, where he came from, the problems, all that. That whole story she buys into. That's why she really loves this kid. So she likes the whole image of him, too.
Oh, I get it. I get
it. So, like,
I'm not going I'm not trying to take anything away from your wife.
Yeah.
People go into this show.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
If you run into her, tell her I said hello.
I just find it interesting. Like, where can I win her? Wow. I named two out of 23. Right? It's like you could name more Super Bowl winners of the last 30 years than you could American Idol winners.
Yeah.
Right? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Chase Beckham. He is an American Idol winner. He is a country music artist. He will be playing Sunday at the Lilac Festival. And we're talking about how much weight American Idol winning carries. Kimmy, could you Google, like, to see if we can find a list of the most successful American Idol winners to see if there's someone obvious we're missing?
There has to be. Because I want to say,
I'm looking at the winners right now. I mean, besides Carrie Underwood and, like, Kelly Clarkson, those are really like the biggest names. I think Scotty McCreery had.
Oh, I remember him. Oh, what about
there in country music?
What about Richie Incognito? I thought there was a crossover between Bills offensive
did.
Guards.
Yeah. Then it went horribly wrong where he ate them on stage.
Got him cannibalizing people on Fox.
I think the reason why like the earlier contestants made bigger names for themselves, I don't know if they were as binded by their contracts.
Oh, I think they were more binded.
No, because I know people have dropped out of American Idol once they get to that point where they have to sign contracts because they're afraid that, like, you know, that their career's not going to go anywhere.
I think it's more simple than that.
Oh.
I think it was such a unique experience because we had never seen anything like this before that whoever won. I mean, you remember that first season of American Idol, everybody watched.
Oh, yeah, it was so unique. Yeah,
you were locked in.
We were all tuned in.
But you got all those funny people that sucked and didn't know it. And
Philip Phillips. How did I forget that name?
There you go. There you go. Guy with two first names. No, but like I remember Justin Guarini, the guy that came in second place, because I didn't care at all about the music and I was locked into this. Like, you know, it's like Survivor. Everybody remembers the first winner of Survivor.
Sure.
And then when you do it a third, fourth, 30th time, it becomes less unique.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, brother? Chris is out. Take that. He lost American Idol.
Oh.
All right. So Philip Phillips. Daughtry didn't win.
No.
Okay.
Well, I forgot about that.
He was on there.
I mean, he made a name for himself, but he didn't win.
I thought, for some reason, Florida Georgia Line is in my mind that came through some kind of TV show, whether it was The Voice.
Was it The Voice or something?
Or something. For some reason.
Can I make a confession?
Yeah.
Outside of when the Morgan twins from Rochester.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Were on The Voice for a
little
while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have never watched an episode of The Voice. I can't tell you anyone that's come from The Voice. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's on The Voice anymore.
I don't think they were on The Voice.
No?
And I don't think they're a thing anymore.
Florida Georgia Line?
I think they broke up.
Did they really?
One went to Florida and the other went to Georgia.
Well, yeah, yeah. They did have that line of demarcation. All right.
All right, so.
We know nothing.
No, but it's not that we know nothing. Mm-hmm. I guess the question being, I'll ask you now that we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
Is American Idol winner impressive enough to get people out of the house to go to a show?
It sounds like it because the guy. Well, I don't know what level of tour playing a festival is.
Well, he's doing a free show. I mean, like, again, the guy's like, coming up.
Right, but he's not like C-Mac where it's $300 a seat.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like, he's like a mid-level guy, I guess.
And, like, if you talk about the folks that have been on American Idol, like, Carrie Underwood is that artist where she could charge premium prices.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kelly Clarkson has enough fans where she could do that.
Yeah.
I don't think Reuben Studdard's that guy anymore. We forgot about Philip Phillips. And who was the other guy?
Scotty McCreery.
Okay.
A name.
But then again, I mean, Daughtry, like, he tours
Jordan
with his
Sparks.
Band.
I don't know if she's.
Oh, I forgot about her. Her dad actually played the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know, though, if she still performs.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Never heard of that.
You've heard this song.
Yeah.
Really?
If I could get... It was an Italian version. Where you been? Bang, boom, pow. Let's take a break.